It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Nation, everybody.
Hey!
We're going to be dishing all the sweet and spicy entertainment news that you know you want. You crave it. And of course, Frank's right there.
Hello.
I'm over here. Chewy's over there. We're all holding down the fort in L.A.
What's up?
Why don't we check in with our family in the ATL? What's up, everybody?
Hey. What up, L.A.? Porsche's out, but Sherry and Brad will join us later. And all right, so did Cupid shoot his arrow at Lamar Odom and Sabrina Parr again?
Lord and Jay-Z has fans getting arrested out in these streets, honey. We'll explain. But who's ready for the weekend?
Hey, yes. Before we get going, I have to dish about some news that came out yesterday. Super Bowl 55 has announced their halftime show, and it's none other than my buddy, The Weeknd. All right. Yeah, baby. Congratulations,
bro. That's gonna be dope.
I see you, Sal. Are we here for it? Are we not? Are we excited? What's up, you guys? Thoughts?
We all love The Weeknd.
Yeah. And The Weeknd always puts on a great show, no matter what venue he's performing in, virtual, whatever. He kills it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. The game is February the 7th in Tampa. But Ed Crack, I heard you got some funky news. What's going on with you, bro?
All right, students, relax and take notes and listen closely today because we're going to educate you on the difference between showering and washing your ass. Now, Serena Williams' husband, Alexis Ohanian, got on the Twitter sphere and admitted that he didn't know what a washcloth was until he got with his Nubian queen, Serena Williams.
Wow.
So here's how it all went down. Someone tweeted, "When showering, are you a full body washer or an armpits and genitals only person?"
Mm.
So some people was responding to the tweet saying that this is white people issues. Well, Alexis chimed in and tweeted, "Are y'all ready for this though? I wasn't this bad, but my wife definitely taught me what a washcloth was."
Oh, wow.
But then somebody dug a little deeper and they asked him, "What did you think that little towel in the hotel was for?" And Alexis responded and said, "Maybe decoration? I just thought the bar soap was an overachiever and couldn't do it alone."
All right.
That would be problematic for me, but I also have to go a step further and say I think bar soap is disgusting.
I don't know, honey.
Gary, I don't either. And I think for me, it goes back to, you know, we had one, but we didn't even have a shower when I was a kid. So we had one bathtub.
Wow.
We had a bar of soap, and my brother, my dad, my mom, all. So you'd go in to take a bath and you'd see residual hairs on soap that somebody didn't clean off. I can't stand bar soap.
Honey, when I was growing up, I'm sorry, we used the same water, honey. When my brother took a bath in the water, then he got out and we used the same water, baby. So there you have it.
Yo.
Oh, and the younger you were, the grayer the water was.
Yo. Oh my God. Reunited, honey, and it feels so good, y'all. I am so happy because according to the Instagram tabloids, y'all, it looks like my good friends Lamar Odom and Sabrina Parr, y'all, are back together.
Didn't she do some long post on social media saying that she had to separate with him because it was best for her and the children? Didn't she say something like that, Gary? And Lamar had some things to work on. What's going on with that, bro?
Oh,
but
boy.
First of all, Chewy, love ain't easy, honey. So yes, she did. So love ain't that easy. But anyway, honey, Miss Sabrina posted videos, honey, on her IG story in the wee hours of the morning, honey, showing off her coach class play seat, baby, and arriving to see her man just in time, baby, to celebrate their 1-year engagement anniversary. So touching. Oh, Sabrina!
Wait, Gary, you have to throw shade on her saying she was in coach class?
Hush up, Heidi. Hell, I mean, Lamar hadn't cashed his check yet, girl, so he had to get on coach team.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Well, Heidi, if she is playing a game in this faux breakup, do you think that this is going to keep Lamar Odom in line now?
Well, because he's worried about losing her?
Yeah, she sort of left once.
I don't don't know about them, but I know with me, I have asked my wife on several occasions to leave me just for 3 months because I want to lose weight.
Well, you can't lose weight.
No. I'm like, if you leave me like for 3 months, I'll be sad.
Is your
really
wife high calorie? I mean, stop eating.
Very Italian. You know, high calorie Italian.
Nice. Can we switch? I'll go and live with your wife,
yeah.
And you can come live with mine. Perfect.
Let's do a swap. Right. Dish swap. Let's do it.
Well, yeah. hopefully Sabrina and Lamar's love story will have a better outcome than Cassie David and Pete Davidson. So the actress turned author is releasing a book of essays titled No One Asked for This. Mm. And in one of the essays, Cassie tells all about her breakup with Hollywood's favorite lover boy, Pete Davidson. Cassie claims that she broke up with him, but then she realized, I made a mistake. So she called him, but Pete replied through text that he was the happiest he had ever been.
Well, I mean, because seriously, you broke up with me.
No, it gets better. It gets better.
Okay.
So while on a flight with her father, which is comedian Larry David, she was, you know, sharing and shaking and crying uncontrollably in his arms over the split. And her father screamed, Cassie, come on. Your ancestors survived the Holocaust.
Cassie, come on. Your family survived the Holocaust.
That's Seinfeld.
And they sound exactly alike.
That was a very pivotal moment in her life.
Yo, HK, what is Pete doing to these women, man? Shaking and crying? What is going on, sir? What is going on?
The streets is talking, man. And look at the tail of the tape. I've heard him called many things. Pete the Meat, Pimpin' Pete, and Pete Damn Son. Apparently, it is something that's bringing these girls back over and over again, man, because he's hollering at anything.
Frank, you have a daughter dating age. I mean, she's now in her early 20s. Have you ever had that through her teens? Ever had to be like, why are you crying over this guy?
No, because my ancestors are French, and so we just give up and surrender. I don't know. Argue.
Well, you know, it looks like there are some super fans who will stop at nothing to get at their favorite celebrity. And there was a woman who was reportedly sneaking past security at an airport because she wanted to get close to Jay-Z. Now, she was on, trying to go from Chicago to Los Angeles, and she wanted to get a glimpse of Jay-Z, so she snuck by security. 23-year-old woman, her name is Yasmina Payton, and she tried to board an American Airlines flight, but was caught because another passenger busted her, saying, that woman right there just ducked under the ropes. Like, I don't think she's supposed to be on this flight. And she, sure enough, ma'am, can we see your boarding pass? She didn't have a boarding pass. She was arrested without criminal incident and charged.
Did she ever get to meet Jay-Z?
Never got to meet Jay-Z.
And yo, Jay-Z rolls with like 5-6 security guards, so it's not like you're probably going to see his hair or his ear. You weren't going to get up and close with him because we're still social distancing, and Jay-Z's not going to let his security by and say hi. No, that's not happening, y'all. That's not happening.
And I think in the wake of the confused black man, that was not Jay-Z, honey. They thought that was Jay-Z, honey.
That's like the one time I thought I saw Cher in a Ralph supermarket out here in Los Angeles.
Was it Cher?
And she, when I followed her out to the parking lot, she got like in an old broken down Nissan pickup truck. And I was like, either she's like super on the down low, or that's probably a drag queen from Hamburger Mary's.
drag queen.
Well, up next, Atlanta is going to tell you which celebrity went from riches to rags to riches again after his role on Game of Thrones. And Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Vicks Soothing Vapors.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Now, this story right here is actually a little shocking, but according to Jason Momoa, he was completely in debt and starving immediately after being killed off as warlord Khal Drogo in his series Game of Thrones.
Spoiler
alert.
Crazy.
He told reporters, I couldn't get work. It was very challenging. When you have babies and completely in debt. But God is good, because eventually
yes,
he turned around for Jason once he got cast in Justice League.
Whoa.
And he got the big break as Aquaman and the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow, that's Jason.
Nice.
Man.
That's
you know,
up.
And they used to always make fun of him always wearing the same pants when he would do interviews. That probably was the reason why. You really never know what people are going through.
No, Head Crack, I'm sure his wife, Lisa Bonet, kept him in some pants. Now, that was just workout clothes and work in the yard.
What he liked. What
Listen,
he liked
if I was married to Lisa Bonet, there would be no pants in my house. I'm just saying.
You know what's so funny about actors? I think that people think that actors have so much money. Now, Jason, when he was cast in his role, people didn't really know his name. So he probably wasn't making a big salary like the main cast. And when it's over, then you go back, you gotta find work. Now, Lisa Bonet, Bill Cosby made sure they all got points in the back end, which is the millions of dollars. But once he went to prison and they took the Cosby Show off the air, all of their money stopped, the Cosby Kids. And people still think that these people have a lot of money.
Right.
So it doesn't work like that.
So, Sherry, with all that being said, what other jobs do you think that Jason could have done, I mean, to make money? Because I think maybe he could have been like a stripper, because he's a nice-looking guy. He could have stripped at the male clubs and got extra coins.
I think he could have been a plumber, Gary, because I would have paid him to come fix my pipes. They always do.
To unclog your drain?
Lord.
Yeah, Jason would have been a great plumber. Don't lie. Well, looks like Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burtz is speaking out in support of Gleb Svitchenko and his dance partner, Chrishell Stouts. By now, we've all heard the rumors going around that Gleb and Chrishell are having an affair, especially after Gleb and his wife, Elena, announced their split. Now, they've been together like over 15 years, and Elena said that Gleb's ongoing infidelity was to blame. But the dancing partners have denied the rumors. But take a listen to what Cheryl has to say in defense of her Dancing with the Stars peer.
People dry hump and they're like, oh, they're having sex. They're having sex. Mm. But like when you see a sex scene in a movie, like, do you think that they're actually really having sex?
No, but let's be real. I'm sure sometimes it does lead to that.
100%.
So Sherry, my question is this. So do you agree, honey, with Miss Cheryl, honey, what she says, Sherry? Now that looks like dry humping don't mean an affair. But that's a lie. Dry humping means an affair, honey. You know, I'm sorry, I don't care what y'all say.
Okay, when you come out the womb, you know dry humping is an affair if you're married. That absolutely is part of an affair.
It is?
Yes. Damn. If you're not dry humping the woman you married to, it's an affair.
Nah.
I got a question for everybody. If y'all spouses were actors or actresses, would you be okay with them having sex scenes?
Absolutely. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as she's bringing half that check home, we're good.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for it. I'm sorry. That's not... No, ma'am, honey. No, ma'am, no, sir. That would not happen. Y'all know doggone well from all that stuff, honey. So, I don't care if you be on the stage with him, Sherry. It's 24 hours in a day, honey. Trust me. They got time to get back together.
Gary, you are such a woman scorned.
Yes.
He's always afraid of people escaping.
Who hurt you, baby? Who hurt you, Gary?
All of them.
I know, baby.
Up next, I get a chance to stomp with my homie and gospel great Kirk Franklin and his lovely wife, Tammy, about being a part of the new OWN series called Behind Every Man. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming back to Dish Nation is one of gospel music's first couples, and they hanging out with us. Let's give it up one time for Kirk and Tammy Franklin. What up, y'all?
Hey.
Well, you know you've heard of J&B. You're talking to K&T.
Oh, my God.
Kirk and Tammy, you guys have been relationship goals, not just for Christian couples, because, you know, people like to put, you know, people in boxes, but no, just for couples in general. You guys have been rocking out for 24 years plus. The family is beautiful. We're getting to see y'all have fun on social media, which is awesome. And now you got the new series on OWN called Behind Every Man. So what can we expect as we unpack each episode?
I'm so proud of my wife just because, you know, people been looking at my ugly behind for years. And, you know, they always seeing me do whatever it is I'm blessed to do. But they don't understand that nothing about me would ever exist if it hadn't been for the power of this woman's shoulders. That I have been standing on her shoulders. I have been a beneficiary of her greatness.
Tammy, there's a lot of people see a situation. It's like, you know, no matter what I do, I just can't find myself a good God-fearing man. What do you recommend for people who are like dating and trying to find somebody in this new 2020 era? Because everything is so different than it was than when you guys got together and when our parents got together. So what do you do in 2020? And also, what's something that every couple should do before, like, you know, making that big leap and getting married?
I know for me personally, when I got to a place of just focusing on myself and not being, letting the idea of marriage or a man be what defined me, is when he kind of showed up. So I think that I would tell every woman is just focus on yourself, focus on your goals. What I even tell my daughters, well, my daughter, our oldest daughter is married now, but our youngest daughter, 23, I'm like, this is a time in your life to be selfish. This is a time in your life to be goal-oriented, goal-focused, and love and all of that will come.
Now, you know, Kirk and Tammy Franklin, what is one thing that people would be surprised to know about your relationship?
We play the fart game.
Oh,
really? Who's the grand champion? Y'all. Okay.
Brother, don't let the pretty fool you. Don't let the pretty fool
it,
you.
It be them pretty ones with the silent and deadlies.
Bro! I be trying to tell... Bro!
The people that be eating kale.
Bro, can you pray for me?
No.
I will. We'll get a prayer group going.
I'm asking people on the
regular. A prayer group.
Y'all see what's going on when you look on social media. I'm the one that needs the prayer.
All right, yo, so before y'all roll, because I know y'all have a million places to be, want to play a quick game with you. We need you both to close your eyes for this game. I'm going to ask you guys a question, and you'll answer it by pointing at the other one, you know, based on whether it did it, or you're pointing at yourself based on if it was you. All right, okay. So in the Franklin house, who is the better cook? Okay. Who is the most talkative? Who is more likely to lay hands and pray later? Who's the most patient? Whose morning breath is the worst? Whoa! You guys were almost at 100% on everything. Now, y'all blame each other on the morning breath thing, but y'all really know each. There was a reason why. 24 years and rolling. Yo, Kirk and Tammy Franklin are still doing the thing. Yo, so happy for everything.
November 14th on the OWN Network, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Indeed. Gonna keep y'all in prayer over the gas thing. Thank you so much, Kirk and Tammy Franklin. Be sure you watch this show Saturday night on OWN. Peace and love, y'all.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Mike Tyson is spilling it all with Jeff Nowitzki on his show Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Now, the guys were talking about athletes and steroids, and Mike revealed how he used to pass his drug test back in the day. Take a look.
No, I put my baby's urine in it.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes I'm just hoping that one day I use my wife, and my wife said, baby, you better not hope that he comes back pregnant or something.
Yeah.
And I said, no, so we ain't going to use you no more. We're going to use the kids, because I got scared that the might come back pregnant.
Mike, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, y'all.
Mike, you kidding me?
Any means necessary.
Lord. Now, Headcrack, you a huge boxing fan. How would you have reacted if you saw a headline that said, Mike Tyson pregnant since Mike got caught using his wife's urine? What would that have been like?
I wouldn't have been shocked at all, because he did say that his style was impregnable.
Oh, God.
Got a ball for the course.
That's ludicrous.
Have you ever done that, Chewy? As a football player, use somebody else's urine?
Never. I know I had teammates that did, but you know what? I didn't. I'm probably one of the handful of people that didn't.
First of all, Sherry, this was a long time ago, because the people, the police, they all up on this now. You can't do that now. They standing around with you, or they got somebody watching you, because this is an old trick.
And yo, Sherry, Mike's about to step into the ring later this month against Roy Jones Jr. Do you think he shouldn't have told on himself just in case he has to use his wife's urine again?
The way they do it now, like, they watch you pull it out, and you've got to go in front of them. So unless he got his wife in between his legs peeing at the same time, I just don't know how that works.
Right.
Yo, the worst part, though, is, like, if your parents ask you to use your urine for a drug test, and you're like,
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.